uncommon for us to encounter some critical opinions about those who were marginalized or required additional levels of service. The message to our staff has always been, this work is not owned or carried forth by any one or group of individuals at the health unit. You all do it in your own ways at your team and program levels, and it has to always be seen as such.
A more focused approach to the social determinants of health is taking hold in Sudbury, where public health professionals are working more closely with the economic, educational, and environmental factors that determine our health, our well-being, and even our lifespan. The Sudbury and District Health Unit, with a staff of more than 250 people, looks after a diverse population located around the northern shore of Georgian Bay. A vast stretch of over 46,000 square kilometers, this area comprises 19 municipalities, from Chapleau in the north to Manitoulin Island in the south. In 2011, the unit opened its health equity office as part of its shift towards a broader definition of health to include one's level of education, job prospects and place in the community, and systemic factors such as the strength of the economy and environmental conditions. When Stephanie Lefebvre, the manager of the health equity office, is asked why the unit shifted to a practice based on the social determinants of health, or SDOH, she is quick to credit the vision and leadership of Dr. Penny Sutcliffe, its chief medical officer, and the death of Kimberly Rogers in 2001. 40 years old and pregnant, Kimberly Rogers decided to further her career by enrolling in a social services program. She applied for and received an OSAP loan, even while continuing to cash her social assistance checks. Ms. Lefebvre picks up the story.
That was a no-no, right? That was forbidden at that time. And when she was found out, she was convicted of fraud, and essentially, Premier at the time said outright that we were going to make an example of Kimberly Rogers, and she was put on house arrest. Now, she also had mental health issues, and she died while at house arrest. She was unable to take her prescription medications the way that she needed to, and her death resulted in a fairly significant local inquest. Certainly, that event was seen as a major catalyst to a lot of the work that we do. It gave us permission, and it kind of grounded us in the reason why our continued efforts to address social determinants of health were just as important as some of the traditional work that we were doing. It is a clear and tangible example of the tragic health impacts of not having access to social and economic resources.
With the newfound focus on the SDOH, the various teams in Sudbury's health unit assessed their efforts through the lens of equity. Did their work tend to reduce or increase the inequity of health outcomes? This questioning spurred the health unit to conduct research that resulted in a guideline for promoting health equity, made up of 10 promising practices.
We've been sharing those broadly. We use those internally now as the evidence-based foundation of all of the work that we do, frankly. Certainly, my health equity office has a work plan, and every activity on that work plan is grounded in at least one of those promising practices. So that's the kind of evidence that's been driving a lot of the work that we've been doing.
With the new idea of how to think about its mandate, Sudbury's health unit needed to craft a vision specific to the needs of its population.
Just prior to the establishment of our health equity office, we did a staff visioning session related to health equity where we were asking them, in 10 years' time, where would you think that we would be as an organization if we were effectively addressing health inequities? And where would we be as a community? And we did come up with 10-year vision statements and some tangible goals related to each one of those things.
Lefebvre says she's heartened by the extent to which equity has become integrated into the staff's understanding of its work.
If I think back 5 or 6 years, when we did health equity mapping, it was typically myself as the person with whom this SDOH portfolio rested who would redirect or reframe or try to introduce alternate perspectives. And when we recently, this past year, did the staff Let's Start a Conversation sessions with staff, each of those sessions was facilitated by a health equity office staff person. And we heard some of those similar comments, less compassionate type of comments, but it was never the health equity office staff who had to reframe. All of the reframing came from other staff in that group, and it was always done in a really positive and supportive way. So that speaks volumes to me about sort of a cultural shift as opposed to a practice shift, which is really, really important if you're going to do this work well. This is just how we do business, and in Dr. Sutcliffe's phrase, is these are just the waters we swim in.
For the staff in Sudbury's health unit, adopting the new perspective and language of SDOH did not happen overnight.
When we released locally full-page ads about the social determinants of health, like health equals food on the table and a place to call home, health equals a good job with a living wage, etc., and we published those in all of our local papers, and we had a dedicated phone line associated with those ads. I certainly got a number of calls from external folks who'd seen them and had wanted to comment on them. But the most calls that I received were from our own internal staff. They weren't sure how to talk about income as a determinant of health, and they weren't sure how to talk about education as a determinant of health when others asked them about it.
Of course, even with the staff growing more comfortable with new equity practices, the challenge remains to convey the message to the health unit's community partners. Progress on that front has been mixed, but Lefebvre said the school boards in particular have come a long way toward incorporating the equity perspective. One of the 10 promising practices is a targeted within universal approach, where the groups most in need of help within a given population receive special attention. Lefebvre understands why some school boards were hesitant at first.
And you can imagine when you're shifting from one model of service delivery with school boards to a targeted within universal approach, that really does require some conversation with those partners and stakeholders about explaining why that shift is occurring and building that understanding and support for that shift.
And Lefebvre expressed gratitude to Sudbury City Government for its robust integration of SDOH precepts into its programming.
It's almost unbelievable that our municipality has been proactive about finding a way to integrate health impact assessment into their decision-making. And they have. They've made it part of their strategic priorities 2012 to 2014 with some dialogue with us along the way and some work with the Healthy Communities Cabinet, but that provides another mechanism now that we can work with the city to help establish their process for doing health impact assessment and to help build capacity internally for them, for their own staff. So certainly, of course, community context is very, very important, and we have a number of enablers at the city level.
The push to incorporate the SDOH perspective into all sectors of government service has led to closer partnerships on the research level as well.
Rather than look at our health data in isolation, we're partnering with others to look at a broader range of data to really bring some richness to the discussion. And that we think that when we look at each of those things collectively, it might paint a slightly different picture than if we looked at any one of them on its own.
The Sudbury Health Unit was provoked to change its mandate by the sad facts in the life and death of Kimberly Rogers. To move beyond a vision of health that begins and ends with the individual, widening the lens so we can see more clearly what makes us sick.
It's a reality that not all members of our community have the same opportunities for health. And if we don't address that specifically, we are certainly at risk of increasing inequities, of widening the gap between those who are most resourced and those who are least resourced and most marginalized in our community.
The need for a change in focus may have seemed obvious, but how to get there was anything but. The Sudbury and District Health Unit had to take a fresh look at its assumptions and approach before it could begin addressing inequities in health outcomes. staff needed to learn a new language and refashion their work with community partners right across the public sphere. In its commitment to evidence-based practice, the health unit scoured the literature to develop its 10 promising practices and now uses those practices as a touchstone for planning and action. Self-reflection and outside evaluation sharpen the unit's strategies and contribute to the literature on the social determinants of health. By sharing its best practices, the Sudbury and District Health Unit makes it easier for other organizations to begin their own transformations, thereby strengthening the network of agencies committed to local health equity.